This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, I worked in urgent cares. I worked in the ER. And so I've got to see all levels of acuity. And then, you know, I had my own private practice. So years ago, when they were trying to save money in medicine, I worked for one company who had the rule that before you go to an emergency room, with the exception of being in a car accident or major trauma, you go to the urgent care. And I was manning this urgent care. And I was getting codes. I was dealing with SVT. I was dealing with MIs. I was dealing with pneumothoraxes. And then I would call an ambulance. I would stabilize and call an ambulance. But I'm like, look, it's an urgent care. Okay? I mean, thank God I have the training because I did ER. I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu. So at least I could feel comfortable doing that acuity. But I'm not a technical ER physician. I'm a family doc. And so the acuity to me would be pretty high. I was comfortable with it. But I'm like, I want to make sure you go to an ER. Next time, don't go to an urgent care, go to an ER. But the patients had said, and this was in the early 2000s, my insurance company's making me do that. Well, I'm hearing that again. And so I had a patient over telemedicine that had abdominal pain. And it sounded exactly like an appendicitis. I had pain that started near the belly button, then it kind of started going to the right, kind of appetite down, feeling really achy, feverish, just not feeling right. And I'm like, look, even if it's not appendicitis, you got to get that checked out. So go to an ER. And the patient's like, well, no, I have to go to an urgent care first. And I'm like, the problem is an urgent care may not have a CAT scan. So I don't want you spending money going to the urgent care. And then you have to go to an ER. You're going to probably need a scan. You know, she's like, but I can't. The insurance company says we have to go to an urgent care. We do this all the time. We go to an urgent care. We spend that copay, and then when we get transferred, we still have to spend the same money. We don't get our money back. And so people are pretty frustrated by that. So if you have an insurance company that's dictating that no matter what you go to, and why are they doing that? Well, they're doing it to save money. They don't want people going to the ER with a paper cut. So I get that. If you need, you know, a pregnancy test, you could do that at an urgent care. And I'm going to just quickly review when to go to an urgent care, when to go to an ER. So I get that. But the problem is there's a lot of things that we can't do at an urgent care if we don't have imaging. If you're having a gallbladder attack, if we don't have an ultrasound, we can't really diagnose that. If we think you're having a kidney stone, we can't diagnose that. And so you as a patient who doesn't have medical training is trying to figure out where the hell to go and what to do. So it's frustrating. So let me just quickly review when to go to an ER, when to go to an urgent care, or just when to call a doctor. You might even have to do telehealth, all right, or call your doctor. Because your doctor knows you. And they're like, girlfriend, your gallbladder was taken out 5 years ago, so it's not your gallbladder. Oh, I didn't know. You know, I forget. You know how many times I forget which ovary I had surgery on? You just forget. You're like, I don't know, somewhere, something was done here. Not too sure. So emergency rooms, different levels. You know, whether you have a level one trauma center or just a basic run-of-the-mill ER, most of them should have the majority of imaging, like CAT scan, ultrasound, etc. So if you have anything more severe, all right, and I always use the question, if you think you're going to die or you're really, really scared about something you have, you go to an ER. As opposed to an urgent care, if you're like, well, I think I need to get this checked out, that's more urgent care. We'll review that. So ERs, if you're having severe bleeding, if there's an overdose, if you have a severe burn, a burn to the face, burn to the hands, got to get that checked out. Chest pain, if you have dizziness, a lot of dizziness, I'd probably go to the ER so you could get a scan. Headache, any severe abdominal pain, incontinence. If you just lose your urine, lose your stool. If you're starting to vomit blood, if you have if you start to cough up blood profusely and we're starting to think you might have TB, go to the ER. They can at least quarantine you. If you're bleeding rectally, if you have severe neck pain, can't look at the light, things like meningitis, any sort of trauma, any sort of loss of consciousness, if you pass out, I would go to an ER. If you've had a seizure, go to an ER. Call 911. Any new onset weakness, numbness, etc. Any severe asthma. If you think you miscarried and you're bleeding profusely, I would go to an ER. Severe nosebleed. A lot of times we got to pack those. We got to, you know, sedate you and pack those. Even though that could happen in an urgent care, if it's severe, you might need a transfusion. Go to an ER. If you have a foreign body in your eye, a lot of times we have a slit lamp, or we can have an ophthalmologist that could come in and take that out. So that's when you have to do that. If you fracture a hip, whatever. If you have a crush injury. Those are kinds of the things I would say go to an ER. And I know I left some stuff out. All right? But with an urgent care, they could do a lot of ailments, all right, that are not as severe. So if you have a scrape, if you have a bite, some bites you may have to go to the ER just in case you need venom. But if you aren't really sure what kind of a bite it is, but you got bit, you could go to an urgent care. If you sprained your ankle, if you have an upper respiratory infection, if you got cough, cold, a urinary tract infection, need to get the urine checked. STD testing, you could do that at an urgent care. If you have a rash with no fever, maybe early flu, not severe flu, but early flu, some mild asthma, maybe some back pain, maybe some joint pain, something you kind of want to get checked out. So basically, it's... if you think, you know, I don't like this, I don't think I could wait to see my regular doctor, you go to an urgent care. But if you feel like, oh my God, I think I'm scared, you go to an ER. And whenever in doubt, especially if it's serious, call 911. You don't have to be deciding where to drive and getting stuck on the, you know, freeway, you know, 45 minutes traffic. If you have anything serious or severe, you call 911. But there's sometimes a lot of you that say, you know what, I'm going to go to the ER now. It's right there. It's 5 minutes away. If you're going to risk it, those are the conditions where we would recommend that. But if you're really thinking about ER, I would call 911. I really wouldn't mess with that. So, you know, the triage happens at home. You know, I think we need to really start medically training people. And the idea of, well, a layperson doesn't have medical knowledge, I think the more medical knowledge you have, you know, I think we're now at the point with hospital overcrowdings and ERs closing and, you know, people's insurance, you know, causing them to kind of, you know, decide, do I go to an ER or urgent care? I think we need to do a lot more of that training so you guys kind of know where to go. But when in doubt, to hell with it. Call 911, paramedic could come, and then send you to the right place. 1-877-DOCS-ALEC.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Paul from Tallahassee wants to know more about what you could do at home in terms of medical care. And I'm not going to read his whole email, but he basically has the same issues that we do, where going to an urgent care will cost at least $100 out of pocket, going to an ER $500 out of pocket, and what can you do at home? And the big dilemma, he states, and I probably should just read this, but he goes, he walks into an urgent care, and they say, and it's something so simple. And he spent all that money and he could have done it at home. So when to stay at home? All right? We just talked about when to go to an urgent care, when to go to an ER, when to do it yourself at home. That's going to be tricky for me to talk about because as a board-certified family doctor If I tell you that a simple little, you know, gum ache, you could just put, you know, a little bit of cool water or a cool compress on it, and that ends up being referred pain from a heart attack, I just did you the biggest disservice. So the problem is when in doubt, you do need somebody with medical training to look at you. And I mean, I've warned you guys of a lot of things, you know, how a heart attack could just manifest as some neck pain or some shoulder pain or a toothache and things like that. But I mean, you could go crazy trying to learn all the medicine that I had to learn in 11 years post, you know, high school training. And don't get, you know, don't, no doubt about it, we start learning medicine even in undergrad. You know, you don't have to be in medical school. You already start to learn a lot of the pharmacology and all that early on in pre-med. So it takes that much training. And because it's just not enough. 9 years, 12 years, just not enough. So are there certain things you could do at home? And so the number one question I get is lacerations. The people say, well, look, I have a cut. I go in to the urgent care. I end up spending hundreds of dollars. And all they did was use some glue. Well, so here, this is where it's tricky. All right, it's a very special glue called Dermabond. I think the boxes used to, at cost wholesale, was $300 to $400, and I think there were 12 in a pack, so it was like $25-$30 for the glue. It wasn't a super glue brand, you know. And then there's a trick to applying it, because you got to approximate the edges, and you got to make sure it's a type of wound that glue would be fine on. If you cut yourself along a finger joint or your knee or your back near your scapula and your shoulder blades, no, we can't glue that, because you're going to just rip it right open. You're going to need stitches. But there are some things on the face, things like that, where you could glue it. Well, the problem is the kid falls, cuts above his eyebrow or cuts above his lip. So the parents are like, look, let me just glue it at home. Where can I get this glue? I don't know where non-medical professionals could get the glue. Because, again, if you don't do it right and that wound stays open, it gets infected, it could then become worse. And if you don't do it right, you could get scarring. So any cuts, I would say don't do yourself. Super glue is not considered a substitute. It has more chemicals in it. It's not sterile, as far as I'm concerned. And so, no, I wouldn't tell you to super glue. Now, a lot of people do, and they get away with it, and it's fine. But I wouldn't do that to your kid. I wouldn't do it. Risk of infection, risk of scarring, high. But I get you. Look, I'm a parent, too. You know, I'm like, I wish I could just, you know, treat it myself. Coughs and colds. A lot of coughs and colds you could treat by yourself. And you guys are finding that out the hard way. You're sneezing, you wake up, and you have a sneeze, you have a sore throat, and you have a cough. So you will go to the doctor because you want a Z-Pak. And you spend this money to go to the urgent care or your doctor to get a Z-Pak. And the doctor says, no, you have a cold. I'm not giving you an antibiotic. So you go home, right, the $100, right, at least, poorer, and the doctor told you to do some Robitussin or do some Flonase or do some throat lozenges, and you could have done that before. So if I'm going to teach you anything, if you have what sounds like a cold, you're not going to get an antibiotic. But that doesn't mean to not get medical advice. Your cold may actually be an early pneumonia. I told you, when my son had pneumonia, he had a fever, but he didn't have a cough. I told you guys about this. So rule of thumb in my household is anytime any of the kids had a fever, they sleep with mama, and daddy gets kicked out of the bed and goes to sleep somewhere else. One, so daddy doesn't get sick, you know, and daddy, oh my gosh, I mean, you sneeze in daddy's directions and he gets sick. Love Corey, but, you know, then daddy doesn't get sick, which is fine. And B, because then I could, you know, watch him and observe him and, you know, doctor mommy. So my kid had a fever. We had just gotten back from Alaska. I think it was 10, all right, maybe 9-ish. I don't remember. And so actually, I think it was 8. He was 8 years old at the time, because 10, I think it would have been too big. So he's 8 and is there, and I just noticed in the middle of the night he's just breathing kind of quickly. So I'm like, okay, I don't know if this cold is a cold. and he had a fever, but he didn't cough, sneeze, nothing. So high heart rate, fever, high breathing rate, fever. We did an x-ray, he had pneumonia. So when in doubt, you got to get it checked out. But if your kid or you have a cold and it just started and you want to nip it in the bud to get an antibiotic before a trip, there's a good chance that that ER facility or urgent care facility has rules and they're not going to give you the antibiotic. You know, a lot of people think they have strep throat. And so they go, oh, I got a sore throat. I got to go and get an antibiotic. It's strep. All right. Well, if you're coughing and sneezing with it and you're not having a fever, it's probably not strep. Now, where you may be right is you could develop a secondary infection. A lot of times with, you know, viruses or even allergies, you then become prone to getting an infection. I do. Every allergy season, I get a sinus infection. It starts out as allergies, and I'm like, oh, boy, and I try to treat the allergies, and then all of a sudden it starts to hurt, and then I start feeling not well, and I'm like, look, then it's viral. It'll pass, and it gets worse and worse and worse. I'm like, heck with this, I need an antibiotic. And then it starts feeling better the next day. You know, if you know your body like that, and you don't want to have to reinvent the wheel with a new doctor, then you need to establish with a primary doctor. All right, because, again, it's going to be hard to get an antibiotic. We talked about that. So what else can you do at home? Okay, well, let's say you have an ankle sprain. Well, with ankle sprains, it's a little tricky, okay, because some of these ankle sprains can be really bad, and they need to be, you know, looked at. So whenever you sprain the ankle, you know, take a look at it. You want to ice it. If it's just swelling a little bit and it's a little tender and, you know, you can walk on it, but it smarts a little bit, you can watch it. You could ice it. You could use some anti-inflammatories as long as you're not allergic. You could use compression, like using a ACE bandage, right? And then you elevate it. So we call it RICE, right? Rest, ice, compression, and then elevation. If you can't bear weight on it or it is really tender along the foot or certain areas of the ankle where if you touch the bone it hurts, you could have a fracture. You got to get it checked out. Same thing with a knee sprain, okay? If you twist your knee and it swells, you know, a little bit, you know, you can rest it, ice it, anti-inflammatories, elevate. But if you can't walk on it or it's not getting better or it's getting worse, you got to get it checked out. So there's a lot of things you can do at home. Now, people say, look, I think my kid got something in their eye. Well, you know, if you do have saline eye drops, you know, you could try putting some saline eye drops and see if it flushes it out, like a eyelash or things like that. Getting an eyelash out of an eye is horrible because you're trying to stick your finger in there. You don't want to do that. But if you tried flushing it a little bit with some drops and it's not working, don't mess with it. You're going to have to get that seen because if, God forbid, they scratch the cornea, we got to look at that and we got to identify it. If somebody has eye pain, with eye pain, we got to check out the pressure of the eye. If your eye hurts, I wouldn't do that at home. No. Now, people say earwax. I think I am stuffed with earwax. What can I do at home? Can I candle? Can I? No. I don't want you sticking or burning anything near your ear. No. And again, it might not be earwax. It could be a bug. It could be like a real bug that's in there. It could be an infection. So if you have ear pain, no doing it yourself. Someone's got to look at the ear. So, you know, it's frustrating because I don't have a list of things that you could treat by yourself. You know, scrapes, you know, and abrasions that don't need stitches. Yeah, you could use soap and water, clean them, let them get air, but you got to watch it. If it starts getting red, you know, starts getting infected, you got to get that looked at. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in western Pennsylvania touting the growth of U.S. energy production and the U.S. economy. Rick Perry is the energy secretary. He tells Fox News,
reality is that the United States is lowering emissions. One of the only countries in the world. Matter of fact, I think about all the 194 that signed on to the Paris Accord. The U.S. is the one that's leading the world in reducing emissions.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill finally agree on something. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Top congressional leaders from both parties looking for answers after convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler and ranking Republican Doug Collins have sent a letter to the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons requesting answers to 23 questions about agency policy and protocol.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you guys go to the doctor, do you get asked about your drug use? Do you use illicit drugs? When I trained medical students, we had to kind of follow the guidelines on history and physicals, and it was something that I trained all medical students to ask. Ask if you smoke or use tobacco or vape, if you drink alcohol. You know, a lot of times the students will go, do you drink? And the patient's like, well, yeah, water. So you got to say, drink alcohol. And then how much? You know, and we need to know that because if you're coming in with abdominal pain, near the pancreas. It could be a pancreatitis. Or if we're about to give you medication that you shouldn't mix with alcohol, we need to know. And then we ask about any illicit drugs. And if the patient's like what? Well, are you on heroin? Are you on meth, cocaine? You know, and start listing them. Well, once you're out of medical school, many times doctors don't do that. Not in the private practice any. They know their patients. Like, well, I don't want to embarrass them. You know, in fact, when we were trained, we were supposed to ask if you have sex with men, women, or both. It was a really, really common thing. We needed to know if you were at high risk for HIV, so we needed to know if you had sex with men, women, or both. I think right now that's obsolete. I think, you know, the average person has sex with, you know, it doesn't matter. We have to screen for HIV anyway. And HIV is fastest growing in the heterosexual population now, heterosexual women worldwide. So, you know, it's moot. Just screen everybody for HIV. Well, now we have recommendations from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. And when they make a recommendation, now we doctors kind of have to do it, is for us to screen you for illicit drug use. Have you engaged in any illicit drug use? So we're talking like ever. And that's the new advice from a panel of public health experts who examined whether a primary care physician's time is well spent and whether patients' interests are served by routine screening for drug abuse. So a draft report issued today by the USPSTF recommends that all U.S. adults be screened for illicit drug use as long as their doctors can do so accurately and, when abuse is detected, offer their patients effective treatment or refer them to someone who can. Now, if we do ask you these questions, it should not only cover the possibility that you're taking cocaine or heroin, also, if you are using illicit drugs, such as sneaking into your family member's pain medication or using your kids' ADD medications. An acknowledgement of drug use should prompt the physician to warn a patient about the dangers he and she is courting, offer medication-assisted therapy for addiction if appropriate, and refer the patient to counseling and further treatment. Now, some of you will say, does all that go into the computer? Is there going to be documentation of it? Yes, there will be. That's what we have to. In medicine, that's what we have to do. Which is why I'm a little nervous, because a lot of patients may not want to talk to their doctors about this. And I wish there was kind of like something more private than EHR. And EHR is supposed to be private, but we hear of hackings all the time. So the task force advises doctors to query American adults, ask them, even adolescents, about their drinking and smoking habits. If this new recommendation is adopted, drug abuse would join the list of risky behaviors to be diagnosed and treated by primary care doctors, which also means it will be reimbursed by insurance. So, yes, we would be coding it, and an insurance company would know. Now, addiction is the leading cause of disability in the U.S. Drug poisonings have become the number one cause of injury-related deaths. And a nationwide survey conducted in 2017 by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said 30.5 million people, or 11.5% of American adults, say, yeah, they've used illicit drugs in the past month. Now, with marijuana being legal and not illicit, that number might go down. Or, in general, we might actually now have double the number of people using some sort of non-medicinal sort of substance. So this task force is a group of experts that have been advising the federal government on disease prevention. They still have stopped short recommending this to adolescents age 12 to 17. And they say there's not enough credible scientific evidence to offer guidance for this age group, even though you and I are like, well, we've got to hit the teens first. And they've got to be very, very careful making a recommendation because of cost and all that. Now, in 2008, 36,400 Americans died of drug overdoses. And back then, they had not recommended a screening for it. See, that's the problem. You know, the task force recommends screening or doesn't recommend screening. And a lot of us doctors are like, I'm going to screen for it anyway. You know, like the task force does not recommend us telling you to do self-breast exams. or self-testicular exams. That's not a recommendation by the task force. Yet, I'm sorry, guys, girls, know your body. You got to know what you have, and you got to know if something is new to something you have to do. So in 2017, drug overdose deaths claimed 70,000 lives. So now it's starting to be more of an issue, so they're like, well, we need to ask. So this new recommendation might help, but the problem I have is we just don't have a lot of people wanting to see their doctor type it. All right, so have you used cocaine? Yes. Have you used meth? Yes. Have you been using your child's medication? Yes. You see? I used to just have paper charts. And so I would put the chart away. I'd fold it up and say, look, we're just talking. All right? You know, are you sneaking your wife's medication? Are you, we need to treat you then. If you're having a sleeping issue, then you need to be on a medication. Okay? But then I'm going to document that you need sleeping medication. You have this issue, But we would talk one-on-one without, video recordings and surveillance and all that. I mean, that's a big problem we have now in psychology and psychiatry. You have a lot of people out there that would love to talk to you about, I think about killing people, or I, really don't like my ex-wife, and sometimes I just wish she was dead. And they want to talk about that with people and have that conversation. And that's what psychologists are there for, or psychiatrists, and primary care doctors, and we want you to talk to us about it. But then you have a lot of people out there that think it's going to be documented. And yeah, we as medical professionals, we have to document. It's our duty to document. So, the paper charts I like, because paper charts were, I just owned them. I'm the only one that saw them. And then after 5 to 7 years, they could be destroyed if you aren't a return patient. The electronic documentation is there for life. So anything you told your doctor 20 years ago, if you're not still seeing that doctor, it's probably gone. Not with EHR. So I love the idea of doctor screening, right? You have to ask if you're taking other people's medication. This is something that we've been doing ever since training, so that's nothing new. So the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force making this announcement is good. But I think a lot of people reading this are going to be like, well, I'm not going to tell my doctor. And that's the other thing, too. See, people don't have that relationship with their doctor. Many of them see a different doctor every time. So now if you have Dr. Smith, you're like, oh, hi, Mr. Jones, how are you? All right, well, tell me what's going on. All right, are you using any illegal drugs? You're not really establishing that rapport. But a doctor you've been going to for years, I can't tell you what my patients admitted to me. Because, they just were like, look, I feel bad I lied to you about this. And I'm like, well, I feel bad I knew you lied and I didn't tell you. I know everything. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
All right. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm not sure what happened in California, but there was this gun battle. This was crazy. Apparently, police are investigating this long, quote, long and horrific gun battle that happened off the California freeway near Riverside, it killed a California Highway Patrol officer and wounded two others. Now, of course, the internet starts to go down as soon as I need to talk about this. Hold on a second. But apparently it was a traffic stop. And these cops, what they do, they put their lives on the line, I mean, all the time for us. And Andre Moy had been with the California Highway Patrol for about 3 years. And what he did is he pulled over a truck on the 215. And the 215 splits off from the I-15 going down into Riverside, and the I-15 goes into L.A. and then later, it doesn't go into L.A., but then it allows offshoots to go to L.A., the 10 and the 210 and all that. And it goes, the 15 can go down to San Diego. So it's a routine traffic stop, and the officer was on a motorcycle. But when the driver Moye stopped, pulled out a rifle, decided to pull out a rifle, start opening fire, mortally wounding the California Highway Patrol officer while he was filling out paperwork to impound the truck. Moye was only 34 years old. He was able to call for backup. Three other CHIP officers arrived, along with law enforcement officials from Riverside County's Sheriff's Department, and a gun battle ensued. Amid dozens of rounds fired, two other CHIP officers were hurt, and the gunman was killed. Moye unfortunately died at a local hospital. And they don't know the motive. Riverside Police Chief Sergio Diaz said, "We don't know the motive for this crime. The suspect whose truck was being impounded did die at the scene, but why?" Motive, they would then know if it was drugs or muling or whatever. So, obviously, you know, a nation is just saddened by, again, another shooting that, involved an officer and, again, somebody just doing their job. And Jennifer Moctezuma, 31 years old in Moreno Valley, said she was driving home with her six-year-old twins, and a bullet pierced her front windshield. Charles Childress, 56 years old, a retired Marine from Moreno Valley, was in the car behind Moctezuma, helped the family crawl to the bottom of a bridge to hide. She said, "He's my hero." KBC-TV reported that Dennis Luther of Riverside identified the gunman as his son, Aaron Luther. Luther said he watched a shootout on television. He said, "It's hard. I love him, and I'm sorry for the policeman. I'm devastated. I just can't believe it." Now, what's interesting is his son did serve prison time for attempted murder and was released more than a decade ago. Again, with California gun laws, which are pretty strict, he doesn't know how his son had access to a gun. Felons are not allowed to have a gun. Again, it's frustrating. It's so frustrating for both sides of the aisle, you know? So, I don't know what the answer is. There's this move to attack police officers because they think that police officers aren't going to shoot. They have to follow all these rules. They have to, they're on body cameras, and, mind you, with officer-involved shootings, there started to be a lot more discussion and criticism and a need for overseeing. And so with that, the pendulum has swung back, and now officers that are, trying to do routine traffic stops a lot of times are sitting ducks. And, that's why I told you guys, whenever you're pulled over, I told you guys how to get out of a traffic ticket. All right? When you get pulled over, you have your hands on the steering wheel at 10 and 2. Have your windows down, and you have your hands on the steering wheel. Everybody says, "Well, start getting your license and registration." But if you're spending 20, 30 minutes in the glove compartment, it can look like you're looking for a gun. So if you don't have anything ready, just let the officer approach your car with you having your hands on the steering wheel. All right? And then they can watch you go and get your license and registration. And they might not even ask you for it. Most of the time they do. But you decide to go underneath and look like you're panicking and not making eye contact. That starts to make people nervous. All right? And you want, the officer to kind of, and this is something that we just need to kind of train everybody. You know? So, crazy people out there, just crazy. Just, you know, it's a traffic stop. Do you really have to start shooting people? And the funny thing is, you know, he shot, but he didn't, like, escape and leave. So then he just wants to kill a cop? I don't know. Now, here's some weirdos. Look at this. Nursing home staffers accused of taunting a dementia patient, 91 years old, and the family is suing. They should. Two staff members have been fired and arrested at an Illinois nursing home. Now, the nursing home is facing a lawsuit after video footage allegedly showed them taunting a 91-year-old dementia patient. The suspects were arrested on misdemeanor charges, were identified as Brian Cortez and Jamie Montessa. They were caretakers at the Abington of Glenview Nursing Home, around 24 miles north of Chicago. Both employees were immediately terminated, and the homes, in terms of work, not like, you know, I'll be back, terminated. And the homes administrators wrote a statement, but the patient's family disputes that, saying that the pair remained on the job for a whole nother week because they were initially cleared of wrongdoing. So the patient's son said they violate her safety, her privacy, and then they do a slow walk to correct the behavior. So according to reports, there was Snapchat video footage recorded last December, 4 days before Christmas, where Cortez was waving a hospital gown at an elderly woman, knowing that the sight of the gown was a source of fear and anxiety for her. And then Montessa was holding the camera. And I guess they were Snapchatting this. The video was labeled Margaret Hates Gowns. And then there were two laughing emojis. So it's abuse. You know, luckily they weren't hitting her, luckily whatever, but, you know, your caretaker's taunting you. See, it's so frustrating. Because when you put a family member into a home, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, they're touching me, they're trying to sleep with me, they're, you know, not feeding me, they're this or that. Then you're like, okay, well, you stop it. You know, you're making them sound horrible. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you might want to watch. I mean, that's my biggest fear, getting older and nobody listening to me. My biggest fear is I'll be in a home and I'll be telling my kids that, no, at night, you know, somebody's doing something. And they'll be like, oh, Mom, you're over-exaggerating. And I'm like, and you have no way to prove it. It's elder abuse is so scary. I mean, you know, you're a vulnerable population. You can't do anything. And the nursing assistants are due in court later this month. And you know, some of you may say, okay, they waved a gown and, you know, they didn't hit her. They didn't, you know, deny her of food. Do they really need to be arrested? Here's the thing. You have no business managing a 91-year-old's medication, managing her occupational therapy, helping them go to the bathroom. If you are that idiotic where you want to taunt them, that's my problem with it. Okay, there's like a whole bigger picture. You know, just like these teachers that will strap down a kid or, you know, make up their own form of punishment, it shows their frustration. It shows there's a bigger picture. So if a teacher is that frustrated where they have to, you know, duct tape a kid down, excuse me, when it's not protocol, obviously, then that means there's a bigger problem here, and they probably shouldn't be teaching. Just like these staff. If the staff is taunting patients, they probably shouldn't be working with them. 1-877-DIE-TALLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.